We're at the 2012 NCAA Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships from the IU Natatorium in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm joined by Center Head Women's Swimming and Diving Coach Dean Brownlee. Center Women's 800 Free Relay earning All-American honors this evening in the 800 Free in a time of 7:44.37, 16th in the country. And Coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Russell.
Coach, your 800 Free Relay team, Colleen Maggard, Holly Oatman, Hadley Judson, and Clark Weber, as I mentioned, 7:44.37. Just talk about the way you saw the race play out for your team this afternoon.
Well, we all year we've had our sights set on this relay, and we felt like this was the relay that would get us into nationals and consequently had the best chance of scoring for us. So we felt pretty confident coming in that we could make some noise. And we didn't get off to the greatest start with Colleen, but the neat thing about relays is it makes it a team sport. And team sports are about teammates picking each other up. And it's been that way all year. It was Colleen this time. There was another time where it might have been Clark. There was another time where it might have been Hadley. And, every time one of the teammates picked the other one up. So really just proud of how they rallied around each other. It all the way back to having a time trial to get into nationals. So just really happy with the way it played out. It was really neat for Colleen because she's now been a part of the only two relays that have ever scored at nationals for in center history. So for her to bookend that in her career was kind of cool.
Well, Coach, you mentioned Colleen, and obviously her freshman year, she was a part of that other relay team that scored at nationals. Just talk about, you've been back to nationals since with some individual success, but this is the first time you guys have been back since 2009 with a team relay. Just talk about the effort that you guys have put in with the center swimming program and the hard work that you put in over the past couple of years and what it means for this program to get back, not just with individual success, but also with this relay as well.
Well, the girls deserve all the credit, and the team back at home, some of the people that couldn't make it, deserve an awful lot of credit for the hard work they put in. I obviously am the person that orchestrates it, but they're the ones that put the work in. And they're the ones that get up in the morning and come in and train. They train in the afternoons. So as far as the hard work goes, they're the ones that deserve all that credit. As far as what it means to the team, I mean, it, what a tremendous, tremendous springboard for next year. Obviously, Colleen is leaving a huge hole for us to fill, both in the backstroke and sprint freestyle. But, all the other three girls will be returning. So it's a whole lot easier to just find one person to plug back in opposed to having to find two or three, which some of the teams here have to do. We're not completely having to rebuild. We're just having to reload a little bit. So hopefully with recruiting, we can find the right person to plug in there and maybe get back here in the same relay or get back in a couple.
You know, Coach, you mentioned earlier that you really pegged this 800 free relay as your shot to score in a relay event here at Nationals and qualify to get to this event. That being said, how important was it for this relay team? You guys were able to swim in some relay events in the medley and then in the 200 the other day. How important was it to get those swims in as this team to sort of get your feet wet, get accustomed to this national environment that's so different than any other meet you've been to the whole year, to be able to focus coming into this 800 event that you really felt that you had a chance to do well in?
Well, I felt like it was a tremendous opportunity for the girls to have swum prior to today. I think if they just swam in the relay today, I think there would have been a lot more jitters. Obviously, they were nervous enough knowing that this is the one that they qualified in. But I think we knocked off 2 seconds off of our seasonal best in the 200 medley, so they saw that they can step up. And then the 200 free relay, we had some problems with our exchanges. We were kind of slow off of our starts. But our swims were good, so we felt like if we put everything together, we'd be on point. And I kind of felt like it was good to get those two relays in before we had a chance to get our money one in.
Coach, obviously, Colleen and Clark have both been to nationals and have had that experience before. But talk about what this meet means to swimmers like Holly and Hadley who have not been here before, but as you mentioned, really trying to springboard from this event moving forward in their career at this program.
Well, it's what a great learning curve. I mean, it's definitely trial by fire. Hadley, I think, without putting words in Hadley's mouth, I think that this is the biggest meet that Hadley's ever been in. So for her to get this experience as a freshman, hopefully it will springboard her career, as it did Colleen to come in when we swam the 200 medley relay Colleen's freshman year. We were in the same situation where we had a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, as we do this year. So I think it helped Hadley tremendously. Holly was kind of under the radar for us. Holly went to NAIA Nationals for the past 2 years. She transferred into us, so she was a pretty decorated swimmer coming into us. We were very fortunate to be able to get Holly, and I think, without being disrespectful to NAIA Nationals, I think it was a completely different atmosphere, so it helped her understand this atmosphere a little bit better, but I definitely think it'll help her going into her senior year knowing what to expect.
And finally, Coach, obviously with their swim tonight in the 800 free, all four of those girls earn All-American honors, which is, obviously something to be very proud of. How do they take that success, the success they had tonight, and try and close out this meet tomorrow? Obviously another relay in the 400 free relay, and then Colleen has the 200 back and Clark with the mile swim. How do all four of those girls really rally around tonight's success and head into tomorrow to close out this meet in a positive note?
Well, I tell you, Russell, it's kind of a marathon, four-day meet. It's very taxing mentally, physically, emotionally. So I hope that they're using this as a lot of positive energy going forward. We've felt like all year Colleen's best event is the 200 backstroke. So that's where she feels most comfortable. Not saying that she's definitely going to score, but I just feel like that's kind of home for her. She knows how that feels. She scored in it last year. With Clark, she's ranked fourth in the nation right now in the mile. I think that her anchoring that relay, coming back on the one girl and going to 152.1, which is faster than she went yesterday in her 200 free, I think that's got to give her a little bit of confidence that she can pull it off and have a good swim as well. And then the 400 free relay. You know, 400 free relay is just one of those swims for us that is just kind of a freebie. To use maybe a bad phrase, it's playing with house money. We definitely are very fortunate to be swimming in it, and feel like we've got a chance to sneak in the top 16 if the cards fall right. And if they don't, then we really haven't lost anything. I mean, nobody was expecting us to pull it off. So.
Center head swimming and diving coach Dean Brownlee. Coach, again, congratulations on an All-American swim by your four girls tonight, and best of luck as you move forward and close out this meet this weekend.
Thank you so much, Russell.